You know what's sick about podcasting? You just have to press a button and you start talking. Don't have to do any prep work. Don't have to write anything down. Don't even really have to get your thoughts in any sort of cohesive order. It's no wonder that this became like the primary way of the great thinkers of our time. You know, the Jordan Petersons, the Haley Welches, Joe Rogan's, that this was how they, this was the new frontier, you know, no longer going down to the town square to hear what people have to say in a court of public opinion. They kind of just get to yap about it in the privacy of their homes, studios, not really challenged on anything. I was trying to think of a bit. Where then I go into some rant about World of Warcraft metas or how the new Magic the Gathering set is unbalanced, but I don't have anything for you this morning. Cameron's supposedly on his way over here. He told me if he can find a parking spot, he's willing to podcast, which is, you know, respectable. I think he's recognizing that, hey, you know what? If I don't have the fucking... Because this is, as much as this is us just fucking yapping, it is a creative outlet. And if you aren't well rested and in a comfortable environment, it sucks. It's not fun. So it's supposed to be a fun hang with two morons. And if we're not having a good time or we're having a bad week, it's going to be a bad pot. And when you're not forced into creativity or production for means of keeping yourself alive, AKA go subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/chaoticpussypod. I think I made that like week one. And one of my buddies, shout outs to Trogdor. Gave us $5. I don't know where that money went. I think Patreon just held on to it. But yeah, I think it's patreon.com/chaoticpussypod, which reminds me, you know, follow the Instagram page. That's where I'm posting usually. And it's just posting. I don't do anything on it, but it's chaotic pussy pod with 3 S's. So that's chaotic P-U-S-S-S-Y pod on Instagram.com. It's also a stressful weekend for Cameron because, you know, the big game is this weekend. I'm someone that enjoys, here, I'll talk into the microphone. I might as well get all up in here and get the sultry tones going. Amateur operation here, folks. But it's the big game this weekend. We got the Birds versus the Chiefs. And I hope Cameron can get over here so he can give me some hot takes. So when I'm hanging out with people on Sunday, I can sound like I've watched an entire football game at some point in the last 5 years. But I looked it up the other day because I did watch a little bit of the championship games. And the Chiefs have been in like 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls or something. I think the only one they weren't in was like 2002, something like that. How does this happen? I mean, I think people like to categorize this stuff. It's like, oh, it's just a fantastic team. You know, they just put together a great operation there. Like there's a, when the sports heads get together and talk about this stuff, there's a real lack of material analysis. You know, there's salary caps and stuff, but, and I think in the NFL in particular, they do some sort of sharing of like wages. So like the smaller market teams can still be competitive, right? So maybe I'm talking to my ass here a little bit when it comes to football. But even still, it's, you know, it's a game being played by mostly black and brown folks, for the greater financial benefit of a small number of white folks. Cameron's texting me. Let's see what he has to say. before I go off on my commie shit this early in the morning. All right, he's checking for parking, people. He's checking for parking. He's getting himself psyched up. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, fuck these fucking sports teams owners. When the revolution comes, I'm going straight for Jerry Jones. Oh, they're such pieces of shit. John Fisher is the most recent piece of shit that I became familiar with. I believe still the current owner of the Oakland A's. Most of my info about their situation I've gotten from this page called Last Dive Bar on Instagram. It's LASTDIVE bar. I think that's an old moniker for the Coliseum itself, which is awesome. I was lucky enough to go see a game there this last year when they played. It was in late September, early October as well. And it was kind of crazy walking into a stadium or any like structure that had been used by the public for so many years. You know, especially on the West Coast of the United States, you don't have things that last that long. There's always something new to be built. So it was a real kind of spiritual thing for me, like walking through there. Even though I didn't have a connection to the team, I was just thinking about all of the folks that have come through there in the last 50 plus years. The proposals, the breakups, the fights, you know, all that stuff. It's really fucking shitty that the John Fisher is such a piece of shit and wouldn't sell the team and was basically just trying to extract the most amount of profit, not really giving a shit about the community or the fans, the people that literally keep the team going. So yeah, fuck John Fisher. But I'm an A's guy now. I think I've been in Sacramento long enough. I will root for the Cubs in the National League, of course, just because that's, you know, my heritage, but when it comes to my real team, quote unquote, I think I'm an A's guy. It's the kind of thing, it's the same thing with the Raiders. It's like, those are just, that's a team that like culturally means more to people. You know, you go to a Giants game and it's just a bunch of like, none of those people live in the city, right? Or, I mean, nobody can afford to live in the city, but like, there's nothing community about it.
Deals. And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here. 756. Bonds stands alone. He is on top of the all-time home run list. What a special moment for Barry Bonds. And what a special moment for these fans here in San Francisco. But now looking into Buster Posey. One ball and two strikes. On the ground, Arias from deep third. Got him! And that's a perfect game. And the Giants mobbing Matt Cain on the pitcher's mound.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2, popped up, Sandoval, in foul territory, Giants win! A World Series win for the San Francisco Giants, for the third time in the last 5 years, and their hero, Madison Bumgarner.
You know, it's just completely, especially because it's a team that just got all this success in the last decade or so. You can tell it's just a lot of guys who started going to baseball games when they were 45 years old. And hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with getting into baseball later in life. But when it's for a team that's just like kind of just represents, maybe it's just the city of San Francisco itself and the techno capitalist hellhole that it is. The Giants just feel like a weird representation of that. I'm sure Candlestick was really, I wish I could have gone there. I feel like that was probably a pretty magical place, but yeah, fortunately never got in there. I text Cameron and tell him the door is unlocked. I'm doing a bit today where I started recording before we even got here. Because usually we just kind of jerk each other off for a few minutes. And then we hit record. But I kind of wanted to, you know, get my vocals warmed up a bit. Who knows if we'll even use this, but I think it'd just be fun when he walks in to have this already recording. Ladies and gentlemen, I can confirm. Winning Time has found a parking space. Again, I repeat, Winning Time has found a parking space. Mere moments, we will be blessed with his presence. I imagine we're going to get into some football today. Probably, you know, a little politics. Maybe talk a little Elon. Wonder what Elon's doing for the big game. Probably a little magic. Got a new magic set coming out this weekend. I'm just probably like finding new ways to be healthy. You know, it's 2025. Yeah, stop fucking around with this stuff. You know, people making resolutions every year to get healthy, but I feel like we're not going to have that many more years left to get that going before shit starts hitting the fan. I don't know. As much as I like being able to eat bananas every morning, I understand that that's not natural. You know, I shouldn't have year-round access to avocados, truthfully. So, you know, diets are going to have to get a little simpler, but that's fine. Oh, here he is. You know, we started the broadcast at 8 a.m. sharp this morning.
Why?
So you throw in the brain destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon. Hey, fucking whiskey, sir. I couldn't stop it fucking 3 or 4 hours, right?
Wow. I'm CM Punk and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow, money blow.
Oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
Because I thought it would be a fun bit if I was already recording before you got here.
Okay.
What jersey are we rocking today?
Brian Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins, that's what's up. Is he a current or former player?
Former.
Okay.
He was part of the 04 Super Bowl team. What have you been spitting so far?
It's a surprise.
Oh, for me in the editing room?
Yeah.
Mostly, what if I just choose to cut 12
minutes? That's totally fine. Okay. I mean, I'm going to save this, and so then I can use it or
sure,
whatever.
Sure, sure, sure.
No, I thought it was just more, because then I was basically like waiting for your buddy to get to the gym. But,
yeah.
But you're just standing there in the corner, like, this is what we've been doing this whole time, where I'm just standing here in the corner, like, T-posing, waiting for you to load in. Yeah. And I was like, you know, I can start getting warmed up myself.
Yeah, I was warned you were caffeinated today, so I'm not surprised you did this bit.
Got my first full night of sleep last night, too, in, like, 2 nights, so, you know, I'm feeling good this morning.
Oh, yeah, I slept from, like, 10 to 5 yesterday.
Yeah.
I skipped work yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Told them that my gate was broken. And I missed Tuesday too.
That's a good one. I can't get out of the parking lot. Sorry.
Yeah. And Rachel's like, oh, you're free. And I'm like, yeah.
Work's been weird for me, as you know.
Weird's a real life.
What?
You've been gone for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I've been doing things. I've been busy.
Okay.
I'm keeping myself occupied.
Damn ass cats.
I got, I almost have 2 level 60s in World of Warcraft.
Oh, I thought you were going to say communists in your DMs.
There's that too. Nothing like a little fascist takeover of the government to get everyone real horny, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's been horny, not sad? Because
little bit of both.
Me, Grink, and Jake from Medeo Time are just like miserable.
I saw a good clip. I don't know if you ever look at the Pussy Pod page, but I posted a clip of Jake the other day where he's talking about looking at like Wikipedia and reading about like children being murdered.
Yeah.
And he's like, and instead I just decided to like, you know, go hang out at the river.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty good for me.
Well, I did a trade deadline pod with Cade yesterday that I uploaded. And
oh, for basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm getting his mic because his mic actually sounds good. So
okay.
Yeah. Future me pods will have an actual good microphone for once.
I do think we would greatly benefit from... I mean, it's nice to be in person together, but it would be nice to have our own, like, audio setups and do it, like, on Discord or something.
Yeah, because that's how me and Cade did it yesterday.
Yeah, and, like, the audio can be really good there as long as you have quality mics. But it is a goal for the Chaotic Pussy Studios to get a mixer and two, you know, hand mics.
Well, yeah, as you're probably pointing out with the Discord setup, is we could just be both holding it, which is what... Grink and I got to do yesterday.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? It's kinetic.
Yeah. The only problem was, since my microphone was still bad, they could hear me typing because I was looking up Twitter stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I've realized that.
That's scuffed.
Once or twice I've done that here, and I'm like, oh, I should just get on my phone or something if I need it.
Yeah.
You gotta kiss the cats. They're like, hello, haven't seen you.
I'm assuming I'm like the third person they've seen. In a while. You've had someone over? Or no one?
People don't usually come over to my apartment in general.
I just mean like...
But I've been getting out. I haven't been... If you're asking, have I been laying in bed for 3 weeks?
Not exactly that, but just like in the past, you've said that you've had people come to your apartment because like they still live with their parents or like they have roommates where you don't.
Oh, you're talking about fucking.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been doing any fucking, unfortunately.
Okay.
Just gooning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've mostly been keeping myself occupied. I mean, since the 20th, every day has been an adventure.
Dude.
in different aspects. Mostly me just, you know, leveling up in World of Warcraft. I've just been busy. I've been grinding, you know, been on that Alterac Valley honor grind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The last time I've touched a video game, it's been a minute.
Well, because school started for you.
Yes, that's mainly why.
And that's kicking your ass?
No, and the thing is, like, I'm doing tragedy, cinema, and Caribbean. Yeah, cinema.
That's Scorsese that's in that
yes.
picture? Okay.
Yeah.
I just love all the memes of it. I saw one the other day that was just like Hassan Piker. And he's just doing it like it's a big Twitch meme.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I know. There's
cinema.
R.I.P.
Lynch.
Yeah,
yeah, that happened. So I had to, you know.
Well, I did my whole tribute show for him.
Oh, did you? I'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
that's what I love about this podcast is that when you and I get together, we both record, and then it's literally we're like. It's like there's probably like a Japanese anime about this at this point of like two competing like rivals. It's like a friendly rivalry of sorts. Like, I don't know. We're just going to keep fucking putting shit out there and maybe one of us will go viral for something.
You on Instagram reel clip or me for like just I hit some sort of lane that like people wanted to look up and I podcasted about it.
You're going
to
find the perfect algorithm on YouTube to get all the wrestling and sports guys.
Yeah.
Sport artists together to like collaborate.
Yeah.
Very like narrow lane there. Royal Rumble happened. I mean, there's been a lot going on.
Dude, I know. So that's the thing with the trade deadline show. We just talked about NBA when like you had Kanye West's wife naked at the Grammys.
That was exciting.
You had Kendrick winning a Grammy for the whole crowd of Hollywood saying A minor.
Yeah.
Which it's like about you, dog. That lyric's about all you.
I imagine. Well, that's what's interesting about that moment, right? Is like obviously it's like an affirmation for Kendrick to just be like, yeah, like I wasn't making shit up.
Yeah,
like everyone knew this about Drake, but you know, definitely like the industry as a whole. Did you see any of the performances?
No, I saw just a bunch of clips of people going, this one guy killed it. And then every reply
the dude with the flip.
Yeah. And every guy being like, this guy's gay. It's just what I've been seeing.
Honestly, if he is gay, he's like the least cool gay guy and probably the most cool straight guy.
Interesting.
I think he's got that song. I don't know the song.
I think that's what
I couldn't believe that was a current song and that guy, I didn't know that song came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
because that song is on every white woman's Instagram reels or TikToks.
You're saying white women aren't current?
I'm saying it's like, it's not cool. It's like, this is like Imagine Dragons level of music.
Sure.
Like, I don't know, maybe he's got a bigger, I think his name's, this guy we're talking about, it's like Bronson something.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? I know Bron Breakker.
No, not the nephew of the genetic freak. No, it's like Bronson something. It's the, please stay, like, oh my God, it's an earworm, right? But it's not good.
Arroyo? No.
No.
Wait, a musician and baseball player? What the fuck?
Just type in please stay. It'll come up. Please, if you go, stay. Please.
Benson Boone?
Benson Boone.
There we go.
That just smells like privilege.
Your point about he's probably the coolest straight guy.
Yeah.
That's probably what straight guys who call people gay like see. When they see a straight guy cooler than them, gay.
Absolutely. That's an intrinsic aspect of homophobia is like, I don't know if I want to fuck that guy, but I definitely want to be friends with him. And that sucks because I can never be on that dude's level.
Yeah.
He's able to move in a way in public that I wish I could, but I got to be over here, you know, being tough.
So speaking of moving that way, but all that shit, I went to PBR on Sunday.
The rodeo.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Rodeo was in town.
Yes, it was. And they were doing a thing where they pulled fans from the crowd and do your best touchdown celebration dance.
That's fucking sick.
And it's funny seeing all these people just in cowboy hats and flannel who like clearly voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, no judgment there.
Uh-huh.
But just like this 45-year-old man spikes the ball and just starts twerking and would have like drag race fans saying, yes, mama. And just like he's losing it. And
it's, yes!
Like, and it's like you say, if you see a twink do that in public,
yes!
They would all call him gay. And, like, hate him. But because we're in a crowd where it's all Republicans,
yeah,
it's acceptable to do that, apparently.
Yeah.
And then the next guy who had to beat him spiked the ball, and he was, like, a, you know, 25-year-old something,
mm-hmm.
and just fit. He took off his shirt and just started doing Magic Mike 3. And everyone, again, was loving it. I'm like, it's so crazy that you guys want to, like, lynch every person for kissing a guy, but like just applaud this so readily.
Every man I know who has a photo of a lion or a professional athlete on a wall in his home is 100% straight.
Yeah.
And also the gayest motherfucker I've ever met in my life. Like, like they are, it's so repressed in so many men.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Well, let's get business out of the way first.
Super Bowl?
No, because we enjoyed. We got to talk about Elon.
Oh, okay.
So that we can move. So we can get done with that. So we can just talk about wrestling for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Tariffs.
What even are those?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's more. It's crazy. So there's a couple of days after the inauguration where I'm mostly just chilling because like executive orders aren't real.
Sure.
In the same, they're this real in the same way when like you see the news report on things passing in the House. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's a bill that passed in Congress. Da, da, da. It's like, well, it's not a law until this goes to the Senate. Like, it's like really muddying the waters of how any of this stuff actually gets done.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, having to parse through the liberal hysteria of the first 72 hours of the second Trump presidency was tough. So I kind of was just chilling, playing World of Warcraft. Then once the dust started to settle and people who have read a book in the last 10 years started to record podcasts, I was like, oh, I'll clue in and hear what these people have to say. And yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's all I've been getting.
It's pretty fucking shitty out there, folks.
It's like way worse than the first time by a lot.
Yeah. It's not anything that's like unexpected, though. Like I'll say for me personally, maybe it's because I'm not affected by a lot of these programs and things that are being cut at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think eventually this stuff does, you know, eventually start to affect, like when you're
shit
talking
downward,
the trade stuff, right?
Luca?
No. The China tariffs or whatever, you know, all of that. And a lot of that's just like talk. Mm-hmm. Right. Like it's already kind of been hand waved away or like, oh, we're going to go into the negotiation table about, I think that's what Mexico's doing. Right.
Yeah.
She was like, listen, you're fucking nuts. Yeah. I get that you're just flexing. Like, we're going to talk about it for 3 months. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. We're going to make some deals. He's such a fucking dumb dude. It's incredible.
Why do you think he's so appealing to America?
It's incredible how Trump and Elon are two of the dumbest motherfuckers. They've just had money since they were 18 years old.
Yeah. Well, day three is when I'm just like, all right, I just live in a fascist land and I'm just in fascist town.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to
It's the meme of the astronaut pointing the gun.
Right.
Guess what? You've always been in a fascist
country. Right. So that's what I was thinking is beforehand, you could say we just live in a very, globally right-winged, republic of some kind.
Yeah.
Like, it was still very right-leaning and Democrats were only fighting it to be also still right.
Yeah.
But now it's actually just fascism.
Right. Well, it coincides with a greater, authoritarian is a buzzword that I don't like to use, but a greater rightward shift in politics around the world. Absolutely. Like, especially in Europe, you've seen a lot of demonization of immigrants in the last decade.
Yeah.
Brexit is largely motivated by that. Yeah. And so now it's just finally, fully coming home here. The Democrats were just the gatekeepers of any real, progress being made just because they were paying lip service to a lot of identities for the last decade. But now when shit's actually hitting the fan and people can't pay their bills, they're like, oopsie, we're still going to give billions of dollars to the military industrial complex. I'm sorry.
Dude, they just love losing. How much on Twitter is just elections have consequences. And it's just say you hate genocide and we could have gotten this done. Oh, great strategy appealing to the right. Why can't we talk about that having consequences? Is the fact that you didn't care about your own voter base.
So I went to the protest at the Capitol this week.
Oh,
check that out.
With McClatchy or no?
No, yeah, your alma mater is doing some cool stuff. That's happening in a lot of high schools. I saw a headline today that was for the fourth or fifth day in a row. There's a lot of schools in LA that are walking out.
I think it's in Mexico where there are Mexican residents just blocking up highways waving the Mexican flag.
That's in the United States, brother.
Yeah, that's what LA.
Oh, okay.
I said Mexican residents, as in Americans who are Mexican.
I think you said in Mexico. I think it's in Mexico.
No. Did I?
Yeah.
I think I said in LA, Mexican residents.
Oh, okay. Okay. The table show. But yes. There was a large, lot of people shutting down highways and shows, which is pretty rad.
Yeah.
I even saw a clip of a guy out there cooking. He had the hot dog cart or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking sick as shit, dude. So fucking cool.
But as for McClatchy, when you told me that the first time around that they were planning it, Cade and I were instantly nothing's going to come of this. Why bother?
Yeah.
That's our attitude right now.
I didn't read the article. Did they actually?
It was just mainly.
You see any photos or anything?
The leader of it, I won't disclose her name, but the senior who's leading it is just basically we just want to show that the next generation isn't going to just let this happen to us. We're going to say that we actively fucking hate this.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I'm like, that's great. And I think it will get, KCRA3 attention, but it's just not going to matter in any way, I don't think.
It won't change anything long term, but I think a big part of any movement is hearts and minds. And you're having 16, 17, 18 year olds recognize that hey, we just all agree to walk out of here together. They can't stop us.
Yeah, they can't. But what they can do, which is what they did when I was there for one time, was retroactively being this is a school-sanctioned walkout.
Right.
So then the next day we walked out again.
Of course, there will always be... That's what happened with the college campuses and stuff back in the spring. But
okay, but movements being on hearts and minds, that's saying defense wins championships. You know what wins championships? Fucking offense.
Is this a segue?
No. Oh. This is about politics.
It's time to get offensive. It's time to take action.
But yeah, I could take this one of two ways, but I'm assuming you want to go over the top rope with wrestling.
No, I'm chilling. I got some wrestling out the other day at the comic book shop.
Oh.
You know what's fun about wrestling is you can find ways of bringing it up in a lot of different parts of your day.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of dudes out there that are into wrestling that just want to talk about it for 10 or 15 minutes. You just got to,
find them.
Yeah. That's why when we end up going to that Raw, I definitely got to get a couple of shirts so that I can like wear them to the gym or something, and I can find some more wrestling friends.
I was so ready to buy wrestling merch, and now I'm out of the game again.
Why is that? Just because of the Mania? Let's talk about it.
Fuck ye.
Let's talk about it.
No ye.
Why are you a hater?
Because he can't do shit. Did you watch him versus Jimmy last year at Mania?
This is Jey Uso. Jey Uso you're talking about. Yes, that match was really bad. You're right.
And he hasn't had a good one.
That's right.
So why the fuck is he winning the Rumble?
Because when he walks out and his music starts, the entire stadium is on their feet, losing their minds.
Including, like, Pat McAfee, who I don't care about his opinion. Yeah.
Did you see him roasting Michael Cole the other day for his daps?
Pat?
Yeah.
No, I did not see.
It's so fucking good, dude. All right, listen. Say what you will about the man and his dumb takes on sports, but he knows how to, like, he's for the culture, okay? He's not an academic. He's not a smart man.
Really?
I don't know, like, with Jey, for me, and I'm relatively recent to the game, right? Like, I have not been watching since he first came in. I did see them do their, they used to do like a haka, I guess, when they first came in, him and his brother. Yeah,
they were baby faces that just did traditional Samoan stuff.
Yeah, which is fine. And I get the aspect of, like, you know, being a in-ring technical skill guy, first and foremost, but
he doesn't even need to be that. Like, John Cena was never that, and I was totally down with John Cena, except just like when I was a kid and he just won everything, because that it's get boring when anyone wins everything all the time, like, sure, the Lakers or the Chiefs.
But I think in the same way, and not saying that they're on a comparable level that Jey would ever get there, but I think you always can have that kind of guy in wrestling, someone for kids to buy t-shirts for. That's what Yeet is.
But
if I see a kid wearing a Yeet shirt, I'm like, fuck yeah. If I see a 30-year-old man wearing a Yeet shirt, if I see a 30-year-old man wearing a John Cena shirt, I'm like, eh. Really? Really? You're going to root for, like, the dude that's just so over? It's like, yeah, it's fun, but, like, there's no nuance there. You know what I mean?
What's nuance about Yeet?
There isn't. It's just fun.
Okay.
It's just hype. He comes out
with, but he doesn't have he comes mic out
with
skills.
He comes out with rappers to at these shows, but, like, local rappers will come out, and they're part of his entrance now, and they're just fucking smoking J's, dude. Like, it's just fucking cool. I don't know.
That is the exact reason why you've missed work last 4 weeks, because you found that cool. That just rappers smoking to people.
No. Them coming out with wrestlers, I think, is cool. Yeah. I don't know.
Fucking, if it was beyond Yeet and the one crowd interaction move he does, maybe there's something. But he doesn't have any mic skills to go with anything beyond a super kick and a punch.
I think his promos have been getting a little better. Have you been watching those on Raw?
What I've been watching in terms of promos is Dustin Rhodes. Have you seen Dustin Rhodes' promo on AEW?
I saw a clip with him and MJF the other day. I didn't, but I only saw the MJF bit.
You only saw the MJF bit?
I'll check it out.
Dude, goes fucking hard. It's the best promo since, like, I don't know, The Miz screaming at Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I crawled out of hell, Max. You're not the devil. You have all the potential in the world, and you choose to just go to these dark places. There is a reason I am still here at 55 years old, hanging with everybody on this roster. It is because I am a survivor. I am the last of my kind. Because I've survived everything. Everything you can even think of out of your skull right now to do to me. I've been through, boy.
But no, Jey came out this week on Raw, and he was, like, visibly emotional in a way that was real. Like, was like, I am so lucky to be here, and this didn't ever think this moment could happen, and I'm finding it difficult to find words, moment of real, which was really cool. Now, you can sit there and be mad and say, oh, it's undeserved, but the raw human emotion on display, which is what wrestling kind of is all about, was what sold me on him. And I'm like, okay, he generally is appreciative of where he's at, like, in a very real sense. So that's what does it for me. Yes, as soon as the match starts, I don't care. But for the 15 minutes that WWE lets his intro run for, I don't know.
Which also stupid.
Come like, April 14th, you'll see me on TV fucking losing my mind as soon as his music hits, dude. Like, absolutely. It's just me, Oos. Day one, it's just me, Oos.
We used to, you know, kill people for liking the Undertaker's entrance for taking forever. And now I have to skip through Raw whenever he appears.
Well, we're going to get to see it live, so, you know.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going? You're going for a bathroom break at that point? You're going to go get us some drinks or something?
Probably. And then you can go because you apparently hate old people for whatever reason when CM Punk and The Rock and John Cena show up for the Raw before Mania.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I hope we get to see a bunch of old heads and stuff. It'll be cool. What did you think of the Women's Rumble? Do you have any takes?
Women's Rumble. Okay. Where I'm actually at in the first, like, seeing you has brought up Elon stuff again for me. Because my mind has just been, how did the Lakers get Luka? That I forgot the Rumble happened.
Yeah. It's been January's been a hell of a month. Well, I guess that was early February. 2025 has been an incredible year so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible by the definition of incredible. The Women's Rumble. What the? Who won it?
The Queen, Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
Charlotte returned.
It's funny. When we were all in that group text at the time, in my head, if you asked me a couple days earlier, I would have said Charlotte Flair's winning, but I totally just forgot that because I was then invested in... Well, no, Alexa Bliss entered, who was, like, my favorite.
That pop was crazy.
And it blew my mind. She's back, and, like, she was my favorite, and I'm, like, I'm just... I got swept away in that.
Explain to me, like, I understand, because I'm a dude, some of the appeal of Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But what does it for you as far as her as, like, a wrestler goes? Like,
sure.
I've seen a little bit of the work she did with The Fiend, which was Bray Wyatt, right?
Yeah.
Which was very cool.
Yes.
And I loved her jacket, which WWE fucked up on like the broadcast. Like they didn't really show it off.
Yeah.
Like I think it was
Fiend Forever
or Friends Forever, which is like it her.
Because
her whole thing is like this, like the weird girl doll aesthetic.
Well, yeah, because she was part of, as you mentioned, the Fiend stuff where I think Bray Wyatt's finisher was called like Sweet Abigail or something like that.
Sister Abigail.
Sister Abigail. She was Sister Abigail eventually.
Oh.
So that doll aesthetic was being that.
I don't like that.
Why?
Just hearing it. Because Sister Abigail is supposed to be more of like an idea.
It was an idea for like eight years. And then when he became
at a pay-per-view, they revealed it or something.
The Fiend, he deleted the Bray Wyatt character and thus like we brought in this. I don't know if she was literally Sister Abigail, but that's what she kind of represented.
Right. I think I have seen that. It was like they had like some like giant box or something.
Anyway, so her appeal like before all that was you had the Four Horsewomen who was like this women's revolution, all that. But then you had just one person who can wrestle who was the heel to all of them. Like, even though Charlotte Flair was, like, the champion heel, she was, like, the... I'm always appealed to characters in any show who is a little fucker who messes everything up. Like, I like Baelish in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I like, you know, fucking Vegeta.
Yeah.
Just... And Alexa Bliss was that in women's wrestling.
Okay. Like, she didn't win a lot of championships.
She won a couple.
She would get close and then...
She'd win a couple and then have, like, a nice long heel reign.
Okay.
But she mainly was just screwing, like, Becky Lynch and Bayley.
Oh, just fucking people over.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, her pop was crazy.
Well, yeah, and then she was the original, like, you see Stratton and Liv Morgan now being, like, just Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
She was the first one of them at the time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And now she went away from that to be more creepy, which is, you know... evolving her character.
I said when she came in, I was like, she's going to eliminate Liv, and it was actually the opposite way around.
Yes.
And I was like, there can only be one quirked up shorty in the ring.
Yeah.
At a time. I'm a Jordynne Grace guy now. And I think I've told you this before, but like, I love wrestling to see big meat slapping meat.
Yeah.
I see it almost as like, it's like an active form of like powerlifting or like a bodybuilding competition. It's like, let's see how good you can look, but also lift a grown man above your head.
That's probably why Vince likes wrestling.
Sure. That's why I love those big boys. But the, like she, I watched a interview that Chris Van Vliet did with her. And she's just so personable, and she actually has like a bodybuilding and like powerlifting background.
Yeah.
So she was like a lifter first and then got into wrestling. And so, yeah, it's just cool to see. And like, I just love, I went back and watched some of her TNA matches and stuff. And the athleticism on display is incredible. Yeah, when she picked up Piper, I was marking out. Yeah, I was like, let's go, let's go. You know, she slams her. What is that, Death Valley Driver? Is that that move?
Yeah, I think so.
It looks so cool. She basically does a cartwheel with a woman that's probably, what, 300 pounds on her back? And Jordan's like 5 foot nothing, five foot two, just pure muscle.
I'm hoping Charlotte Flair loses to Rhea at Mania, and then we'll have Jordynne Grace versus Rhea.
Oh, okay. You think she's going to get that much of a push?
I think she will eventually. Because I think she's already more in-ring ready than, say, Jade Cargill.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, Jade is on hiatus still, right? Yeah. So who knows if she's actually going to reach that level. I was trying to figure that out because I was expecting to see Jade at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't there.
Yeah.
There was reports of her working out again, like at the WWE facilities or whatever.
Mm.
I think she just had like a vacation and was like working on other stuff for a while. Kayfabe injury, I guess, is the, she's not real. She got thrown into a car back in like October or something, but I think that was all a work from my understanding.
Sure.
And I think my prediction is the reveal is it's going to be Bianca either did it herself or set her up.
Because they were teaming. Yeah.
Cause it's like the whole mystery is like, why is it a mystery? And then they just don't talk about it anymore. Like why she got injured or why she's out. And I think they just put that story on the back burner for whatever reason.
Yeah. Not talking about something, is the media's best way to try to eliminate something.
Yeah.
Free Luigi.
Free fucking Luigi, dude. It was crazy. Once he had that one court appearance and we haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Cause they, as people again, have said a bajillion times, as soon as the news realized that people liked Luigi, it's like, oh no, we can't be having this.
Yeah, yeah. But Jade, I think, is still pretty popular. So I don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I imagine her and Bianca will probably have something. If she comes back, it'll be Bianca probably going heel, and then Jade, you know, whatever. I don't know however that will go, but
yeah.
Bianca had a moment during the Rumble where you got something to say, Harry?
Cat's going into Bianca.
He was like, that's bullshit. EST forever. It's just going to turn into a wrestling podcast. See, this, we have to always save wrestling for last.
All right, I mean, the Super Bowl's coming up.
Well, let me finish my thought real quick, but I just have to get this out. But I have to say, I think in the future, if we ever talk about wrestling, we have to control ourselves and save it for like the last 15 minutes.
I think it's okay this time because literally the Rumble just happened.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we'll talk about it again at length probably when we come back from that Raw.
It's just been a busy January, but busy 2025, you know?
Yeah. Again, the Grammys also happened, which, how desperate does Kanye need attention?
He got kicked out, didn't he? They weren't invited. Didn't they tell him to leave?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. Is like they showed up uninvited and they got the photo op and then they got escorted off the property.
Nice. And then I know a few days ago he said, like, you don't enter a rap beef with Kendrick Lamar. You're going to get fucked on unless you're me, a lyrical genius.
That's a Kanye quote?
Yeah.
He is a lyrical genius.
He is, no. And I think he's right. I think he's the only person that I think could handle it. But I just think it's, I don't know.
Depending, he makes
kind of sense why Musk and Trump have
as
it.
As a neurodivergent individual myself, depends on what part of his manic cycle he is on.
Yeah.
You know, if he hasn't slept in like 3 days, he can probably put some cool shit out. If he hasn't slept in like 2 weeks, it's going to be some fucking dog shit. But his brain's going to tell him sounds sick as hell.
It's just so crazy, the drop off for me where Life of Pablo was for me the signs of it going away and his brain rotting.
That's what it was about. I would have said Life is Pablo, but I've only listened to it once because I was fucking out. I was just like, this sucks.
Yeah, no, I didn't like Pablo either, but some people defend it. But it was really just like those first seven from Dropout to Yeezus. No one's had that run.
Yeah.
And then Pablo and then dog shit the rest.
White dudes talking about Kanye is also one of my favorite tropes.
We can talk about anything. Just what has happened this year? Oh,
not saying that as a negative on you.
Okay.
I love Kanye West.
Yeah.
I will say that unironically. And I think even though he's now a fucking Nazi, there was a time when he was not, and he made some pretty cool music. And I think it's okay to be like, that music was fine.
Yeah.
Because if you have a
Bill Cosby was hilarious.
It's just some reactionary shit to be like, oh, this person's bad now. I can't listen to them. It's like, do you have baby brain? Like, can you not like appreciate something for what it was? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get like it may be being tainted for you now. Like,
sure.
I'm not listening to Kanye West like in public anymore.
I'm not watching Pee-wee's Playhouse anymore.
Right. But because like
he jerked off in a jerk off theater.
But I enjoyed my time with it, and I'm not going to be like, oh, it's bad now.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But yeah. Anyways, Jordynne Grace fucking owns, and I don't give a fuck about Charlotte Flair because I wasn't watching wrestling when she was around.
Yeah.
And I love seeing some of the NXT people. I actually watched NXT this week, and I was like, their women's division is insane as well.
Nice.
Like, they should, I mean, at a certain point, obviously it wouldn't be financially reasonable, but like I would watch an all women's broadcast of WWE. I feel like they have enough talent, you know, to do that.
Yeah. If there was no Bloodline and just a women's only WWE show,
yeah.
I've been watching that since 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that should be the brand split.
Yeah.
And then you could have like
SmackDown is just women.
I mean, truthfully, like there are enough pieces of shit and people that just don't get it that like wouldn't the woman's product would not make as much money.
Well, no. The thing is, then those people would watch it just because like I could jerk off to this.
That's true. It would be like, oh, Friday night jerk off sesh.
Yeah.
Friday night goon set. I mean,
dude, the ref cam on Friday night SmackDown for those guys.
Paul, if you're listening. But yeah, it's been really fun. It's reaffirmed for me once again that like wrestling is very fun, but only when you have people to talk about and watch it with.
Absolutely.
It's very sad because it's like a soap opera, right? Like if you're just or reality TV or whatever, if you're just consuming it by yourself, it's kind of just eventually at one point you're just like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
But if you got a buddy to sit on the couch with and be like, yeah, or boo, whatever. Mm.
That's why like Kate or Greg is like, yeah, every time we watch wrestling, we should have Fox over.
Yeah.
Just Fox is so only emotion. It's awesome.
Yeah. He's pure. Is it id? What would be the Freudian? Is he super ego?
I don't know if it's id or super ego.
I don't know.
I know it's not ego because that's in the middle.
Well, I have three Instagram accounts, and those are, I think, at a certain point, I need a college-educated individual to do a Freudian analysis of my posting. Yeah, wrestling's sick. What's...
And then when Kendrick won,
he was in a
Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah.
Which, again, he's so 5D. Smart. 5D yeah, chess. Yeah. Oh, and he's coming up for the Super Bowl.
Dude, he's performing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot.
I know, it's awesome.
What an event.
He's going to play, turn the TV off, and fucking not like us six times.
Do you think he does any cool... Do you think there's any cool, rad shit that happens during the halftime show?
Yes.
Whether some symbology... When I say rad, I mean like radical politically.
Like the thing is, he's going up against Goodell.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like we've had...
Janet Jackson.
Past, titties. Yeah. But even like the Beyonce show, like fuck Beyonce, but like that was like something, you know, like the dress, they were like doing some military style, some, I don't know.
Did you hear Grink's theory about Beyonce?
No, I did not. did not check into the Grink cast this week.
She's CIA
for
Jay-Z.
Okay, yeah.
To protect him against P. Diddy.
Yeah. I mean, he's a billionaire piece of shit himself, so, you know, fuck him.
But any cool radical stuff?
Just like just might, like a free Palestine. There won't be a free Palestine.
No. There might be the chorus dancers might do something.
Like a love is love.
Maybe.
Transgender lives matter. Do you think we get anything? I need some predictions here.
Okay, what if it, like there's a moment where they're all hooded or something, but when they reveal
shirts. Hold on, what color are the hoods?
I was going black.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know.
That'd be Kanye's move.
Oh, okay.
To have a black white nationalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then it'll say
Tyrone Biggums? Is that the Dave Chappelle character?
Yeah.
the black KKK.
Yeah. But when they reveal, there's gonna be a line in them that say end racism because they removed that from the end zones recently.
No shit.
Yeah.
They finally that was part of the DEI.
Yeah. They had to get Goodell got rid of the N racism in the end zone. I think it'll
did
be that, something
did that just happen?
Yes.
That's so fucking funny. Holy shit.
Yeah. Racism is back in the NFL.
It was always dumb as fuck, right? But like,
but it
so transparent, holy smokes.
But it's so funny to like, yeah, it is dumb, but like, if it bothered them enough for them to want to get rid of it,
yeah,
then fucking it has a point.
What are your plans for the big game?
Dad's house, because stepmom can cook.
You need to be around people that you love that can support you and, you know, let you be you.
Oh, I've lost and won a Super Bowl in that house before.
And how did that go?
Well, the thing is, if it were the Bills or any other team, I could, like, be angry that my team did badly.
Right.
But since it's the Chiefs, it's, like, it's part of the script.
Is that soothing to you, or is that...
Is it copium?
Yeah.
I guess it has to be, but just, like, it'll be so insane if we win, and if we lose, I won't, like, spike my hat and get mad. It'll be like, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas against the Patriots... It was like, I was going to be crying if I lost, like I was the first time, and so pumped I won. It was top 10, probably feeling of my life was when the Eagles beat the Patriots.
The greater, like, cultural, what am I trying to say here? Like the
zeitgeist?
Yes. The circumstances around the Super Bowl, the idea of it itself is always fascinating to me, especially mm-hmm. in the last 4 or 5 years as things have just gone fucking bananas, because it's just, you know, a celebration of commercials. I love it so much. It's actually like one of my favorite, as someone who played football as a young person, used to love, you know, watching football, you know, keeping up with football, all that kind of stuff, and just fell off after high school. Now coming around back to it and not watching the Super Bowl, and now coming around back to it as like, it's one of the few like cultural touchstones mm-hmm. that this country has that's not based on like some old religious shit or like buying presents.
Sure, but college football is very Southern Christian.
Oh, sure. I got if I had grown up in the South, you know, game day, Saturday game day would have been a different thing for sure. But
yeah, you're going to morning prayer, watching the game, and then beating your wife.
Yes, absolutely. I guess in this case, it's more, you know, the fact that I can say the big game and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on Sunday that's not having to work will probably have the Super Bowl on in some respect. It's like the most watched thing year after year, right? Doesn't it break? Hasn't it broken records like the last 4 or 5 years as far as like viewership?
It frequently is a top 10 broadcast of the year. And then like there's still like, I think, 7 Super Bowls that are the top 20 broadcast of all time.
Literally the closest you get to like, yeah, like a One World Media type shit. Like everybody is watching this.
It's like the MASH finale. The Beatles appearing on Ed Sullivan and the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So from that aspect alone, like that cultural appeal alone, I find it fascinating.
Which is, again, probably why you're optimistic, maybe is the right word, of like, what's Kendrick going to do at the Super Bowl?
Not optimist, just curious.
Curious, okay.
I mean, also just given the nature of his biggest song, you know, there's just that stuff. The fact that, you know... He rapped. I mean, he's not a club rapper. He's a guy who talks about police fucking murdering his friends and family or whatever, or growing up in that environment.
Yeah.
So the fact that he is on a national stage, you know, as far as I'm aware, he's never been very outspoken outside of his music, mm-hmm. but I don't think he has to be.
Yeah.
I respect just letting the music talk for itself. I've never really watched interviews with him or anything. If he does any of that stuff, but. I don't know, because usually the halftime show, like, they, you know, they appeal to different aspects of culture, you know, every year. Like, who was it last year?
It was Eminem and then all...
It was the old heads?
That was Eminem, last year? Yeah, Dre and...
Oh, that was... I thought that was 2 years ago.
I thought that was last year, because
okay. Like, Ice Cube and, like, all that. Yeah. Which is, like, universal appeal rap music. Well, that's the thing, is, like... Kendrick is definitely more for younger people.
Sure, yeah.
In a way. Like, I don't think a lot of 50, 60-year-olds are listening to Kendrick in the same way. Again, white dudes talking about rap music.
Yeah.
Fucking love this shit. We should do this all the time. Okay. this is our wheelhouse, brother. I don't know if you know this.
It so sucks. It's so awful that I'm also just like, almost a fake rap fan in comparison to all of the white boys who just identify with rap music, where I'm not super in. Like, I know a bunch of shit about my guys.
Yes.
But, like, I'm not a universal acceptor.
Yes, well, there's a lot of garbage out there, just like most genres.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and not even just things that are bad, just things I don't know because I'm mayonnaise.
Yeah. You gotta follow more black folks on, well, you don't use social media, but...
Well, no, I use Twitter, like, and I have a good amount of black follows on Twitter,
That's where you get your takes.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to FD Signifier on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Does a lot of long-form, like, video essay content about culture and shit.
Well, because the main...
From, like, a leftist perspective, he's a rad dude.
The guys I follow are, again, either sports guys or comedians.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot of Jamel Johnson takes or Kofi takes about culture.
Okay, yeah. Kofi Kingston?
No. There's a... you know, John Boyes?
Yes.
His, like, co-worker who does a lot of shit with him, collab with him, is named Kofi.
Gotcha.
Who is a black man who also talks about rap music and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. From the game perspective, I'll be thinking of you the whole time and living vicariously through you.
And so will our boss.
Yeah.
Every day he's been just like, what jersey is it?
Yeah. Huge football guy.
Yeah.
Go Bears! Are you going to be live tweeting? Is there any, if people wanted to follow?
Sure.
If people hear this before the event, is there somewhere where they can hear your thoughts?
Yeah, just...
Or bleeding. Are you on Blue Sky?
At Winning Time Pod. I was on Blue Sky, but then I realized not as many people are jumping ship like I thought, so I've been posting on there at all.
Sports guys are not going to get over there. It's mostly politics. You can be the sports guy.
Guys are going over there. Kofi and John Boyes are on Blue Sky.
Okay.
And then webcomic guys like Haas of the Klein.
Yes.
They're on Blue Sky.
Yeah. Their stuff rules.
Yeah.
You should bleed it. Maybe you do both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I do.
Because I'll re-bleat you.
Okay. What the fuck is this?
Blue Sky. Tweet, bleat.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like blading, like you're on there to kill yourself. You're on Blue Sky.
Anytime I get on the computer, I'm just like one chamber away. Yeah. I don't know. I think I saw that posted somewhere and I was like, yeah, that's funny.
Bleeding.
I'm just bleating out.
Just live bleeding.
Live bleeding the apocalypse.
I'm getting rid of my Peacock if we're going to go back to wrestling. And then on it, my subscription for that ends on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. On the 22nd, Fox at least is showing up for one last, like, goodbye viewing party.
Yeah.
To just watch our favorite matches.
Oh, okay. Is Fox a subscription service as well?
Yeah, I think his friend...
said Fox and I thought the network.
No. He doesn't like his real name being put out there, I'm honoring that.
It's Echo Fox.
Bravo Fox.
Bravo Fox, that's right. Follow him on Twitch, Bravo Fox. I think it's Bravo
626.
Fox 626. Yeah. Good streams. Good, like, chill streams.
Yeah.
He'll go for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and it's just him just kind of chilling.
Yeah, he's on break right now.
Yeah,
but when he comes back, I could, like, you know, chat him occasionally, because in the past, before he went on break, it'd always be when I'm in class.
Yeah.
When he streamed.
Yeah. Oh, in the evening? Because it's usually in the evenings.
Yeah.
Okay, you're taking a lot of night classes.
Last semester I was.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah, twitch.tv/BravoFox626. I think it's BravoFox on Twitter as well, but I'm not sure exactly how it's, because it usually announces there.
I think it is the same on Twitter.
You find it. We'll link it in the description.
Sure.
Him and
Grink.
Grink, yeah.
At David Fay.
There you go. Grink's a big live tweeter.
Yes.
He tweets a lot about sports.
And politics and killing himself.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Great follow.
Yeah. Best follow of the four of us. Unless you're on Instagram, then Chaotic Pussy
Pod. Chaotic Pussy Pod, 3 S's. That's Chaotic PUSSSY Pod on Instagram.com. I got a big weekend ahead of me. Well, I'm doing Friday Night Magic tonight. It's a pre-release.
Oh, I do have actually one more topic, but going about Magic, because Grink is also getting into Magic now.
Go ahead.
Genesis.
It's so hype. Come on, man. Go! Man, go! Man, go! Man, go!
Yes.
Grink and I will be there competing in San Jose.
Next weekend?
Yep, the weekend after the Super Bowl. I'm hoping to go 2-2. Grink is hoping to get out of pools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. any person who cares about competitive melee, I know my boy Dave is back in America from India. So I'll, and we've been talking up about melee and the Lakers. But first of all, get your flu shot, please. Everyone gets Genesis cold.
Now, before you go to, get the con flu.
Yeah. So get your flu shots now. I will be, if I'm on stream, it'll be WTT Driz, Winning Time Tapes Driz. And you can see my Fox fuck somebody up, hopefully. If you're playing a box controller, fuck you. Don't go to the event.
Well, I'm planning on you making it out of pool so I can see you on the main stream, on the big stage.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, because I'm going to be so low-seated that I just beat my other day one shitter.
Yeah.
And then I'm going against, hopefully, my pool captain.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I'm on stream, get my ass beat, and then I could win another one or two sets and losers.
I'll have to remember to get all the Genesis, because I do follow like the main account, but there's probably a four or five other Smash exclusive streaming accounts that I don't follow.
Yeah.
That's usually how that stuff goes, right? They usually have a few teams streaming different brackets and stuff.
I'm trying to, because I know BTS Smash was the main one, but I think Beyond the Summit in terms of Smash is done.
They're usually all on Smash or Start.gg or whatever.
I think it's called like Echo Gaming is the main melee stream provider now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Magic the Gathering, which Kate is also getting into and buying packs in Yuba City.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. You know where you're going to find a lot of Magic players?
In card shops?
At fucking Genesis, dude.
True, yeah. Yeah. Like,
One of my first exposures to paper Magic, like on stream, was I'm forgetting his name right now, but he's a fighting game guy, plays a lot of anime games, Strive and
Sonic Fox.
No, not Sonic Fox. It's another fellow I'm forgetting. He won the first Evo, I think, for Strive. But anyway,
Leffen?
No, I can't remember. Okay. But he. He'll just like give cards away. Like he always takes his Magic stuff with him. And he usually live streams at the events. So a lot of times he'll post stuff like, hey, if you find me, I have a card for you. Mm. And like, he'll just be like giving away bulk cards or like rare cards or whatever sometimes.
Well, if you text me the name of that guy and he's at Genesis fighting for not Smash,
I'll have to see.
I could try to find him like, hey, got any cards for my boy?
Let me look. You talk to me real quick about what you know about Magic. Do you know anything about this set that's coming out?
No, he's just buying a bunch of like whatever the equivalent Magic terms is for like booster packs and just doing all that shit that he can.
Booster packs. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll have to find it later, but there's a new set coming out this weekend, Aether Drift, which old heads are not excited about because it's some lame like Mario Kart themed set, basically.
Sounds awesome.
Hey, listen, you said it, like, it's in-world is the reason. Like, usually with, like, lore sets, because now they have the thing with Universes Beyond, which is, like, Spider-Man and whatever. Mm-hmm. For the Universes Within, people kind of like it to be more of, like, that fantasy kind of, you know, tropes and stuff like that. And this is so not that, that people are like, what? And we just came off of...
The Lord of the Rings stuff?
No, there was Foundations was the last... standard set that was released, and then prior to that it was Duskmourn, which was like a 80s horror movie themed set, which also people didn't really care for aesthetically. It had some cool stuff, but it's like, this isn't Magic, it's like, you know, House of Horrors stuff. I don't know.
It's are there some like Magic the Gathering sets that they treat like collecting Funko Pops? Like, do you just have all of the money to buy all of our things and just have all the cards?
Oh, there's always collectors. I mean, they also sell collector boosters as well, which have unique art treatments in them.
Okay.
There's also, you also get more rares in those packs, so you get the stronger cards, but they cost like five or six times as much.
Yeah.
$30 typically as opposed to five or six. So, but they're cool. I mean, like the thing with this new set is that a lot of the art is a little, it's just like cars, and they didn't go in a way that, because for me, it is about aesthetics at a certain point. I'm not like a power gamer. I don't really care how strong the cards are. Mm-hmm. I just want to have fun playing the game with my friends mostly.
Yeah.
And aesthetically speaking, I mean, it's a set designed around vehicles, and that's a type of card in Magic that has shown up before. Obviously, this one is going to be primarily vehicles, right? Like, that's what everything is structured around. And that's a mechanic and a type of card that hasn't really taken off. Like, there's been a few decks over the years that people have used with it to great success, or that have been, you know, fun to play for some people. But I would say the majority of Magic the Gathering people or deck builders do not really enjoy playing with vehicles. So this is kind of like a proof of concept of almost, it's been around for years, but it's almost like a, hey, if you don't like vehicles or playing with vehicles, you might skip the set entirely. So I think the current, it pre-releases this weekend, it officially releases on Valentine's Day. I think the word on the street is that this one's not going to sell very well, and they're coming off of their highest grossing year in a long time with all the product they put out, as well as like Foundations being such a great jumping off point for like new Magic players.
What a backhanded compliment for it to be released on Valentine's Day weekend.
How so?
These lonely gamers. Oh, yeah. They have nothing else they're going to do.
Hey, you fucking virgins. buy some fucking expensive cardboard. You ain't got anybody to buy any flowers for. Fucking dorks. But yeah, I'm going to that tonight with our friend Mr. Eric.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go and play some Magic at the LGS. And yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah, if you have a Saturday the 22nd open, I'll have a Green come over and you guys can Magic duel.
What's happening on the 22nd?
A couple of minutes ago, I mentioned me and Fox are going to just watch a bunch of wrestling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because he says he's just buying a shit ton of commons and uncommons right now.
That's what's up. We can play. There's a format called Popper.
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about.
Popper fucking owns, because you don't have to spend any money. I mean, there's some money, but those are all the cheap common cards.
Yeah.
And you can still play really cool, fun decks. So yeah, I'm down to build some Popper decks. That'd be fun. But yeah, as far as the rest of my dates for the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you get the bit there when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tour dates.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. Because I think you stopped listening to Tafts, right? You're not Adam Friedland guy anymore?
Yeah, but like...
Which Nick Mullen is now no longer on Tafts. Are you aware?
No, is he just producing?
He's left the program. Oh. Yeah, I believe he's producing. He's just... He was so frustrated. His whole thing was that he wanted it to be like the Dick Cavett show, or Dick Cavett Dick Cavett. That was the whole meaning behind the program, right?
Right.
They were just doing the podcast because that's what they knew, and while they were getting things set up. So he was talking about it. You should go back and listen to it. It's pretty interesting. But he's being very genuine and saying, I never wanted to record every week anymore. Like, I'm done with this. This sucks. He's like, it's just was paying the bills or whatever. So
me and Kay were talking about how we're just so sad that Nick is still the symbol of neurotic depression, where Stavros got to have everything he wanted.
Yeah. There's probably a Freudian analysis of the three of them as well.
Yes.
Would be pretty good.
And Adam is just now actually cool Adam.
Yeah. Well, he was gay Adam for a long time, but now he's got his own show. And he kissed Drea De Matteo.
Who that?
She's the, she was on The Sopranos.
Oh.
Did you see that?
So yeah, Cade was telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing now, is they're going to do, like they've always wanted to do, a weekly talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an episode they released that they had recorded, I guess, a long time ago. But
yeah, Cade said, mentioning about them getting real guests.
Yes. So hopefully that continues, because I love that show. The Destiny interview was fantastic. I don't know if you saw that one.
We talked about it, where just like Destiny is the most, besides Musk, obvious stupid idiot who just doesn't read books.
Fucking owns. But yeah, speaking of stupid idiots, so tomorrow I will also be spending a few hours in the Molten Core. I got a raid on the World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
You know, these are scheduled things, right?
Yeah.
So it's a date.
You know, your servers, they have times to meet.
Yeah, if you're playing fresh anniversary servers, hit me up. We're the Pay Pigs Guild. You can find me on socials and I'll give you my info. So I got that, and then tomorrow night I'm going to a Kings game.
Ooh,
I don't know who they're playing.
I'm going to see them play the Thunder sometime in March.
Hell yeah. Are the Thunder good this year?
They're number one.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Damn, that's probably a pricey ticket then, yeah?
No, because again, it's like the Brooklyn Nets are probably more expensive still, because
just tickets. Market
size. Yeah. So
I'm a Thunder fan, technically, because that's Seattle. That's the Supersonics.
Oh, I was going to say, you know what's funny? I was going to say, because, well, no, I guess you'd be a Nuggets fan because of the Broncos.
Mm.
But I just got fucking colors confused. yeah, I'm seeing the Thunder. What's funny, so I'll briefly mention this to you because I'm not sure if you were even aware. We don't have De'Aaron Fox anymore.
Right, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the...
Oh, I'm going to the game on Saturday, bro.
Hold on.
Playing against who? Is what?
You don't think I'm aware. Hold on. Let me pull something out of this closet real quick.
I don't know. You told me that you didn't know who you were facing. Hey, that's my jersey. We're matching
white chocolate, baby.
We got matching white chocolate jerseys.
Let's go.
To add on our fandom of Kanye West.
Let's go. Yeah, my
shout out to my brother Scott. He knew my birthday's next week, and he was like, "Hey," because he keeps me up to date on all the white ballers in the NBA. Like, we haven't talked about Luka, but I knew who Luka was because last year we were watching the finals, and he's like, "You need to know who this guy is."
Is this actually a Scott thing, or is this a bit with you and Scott?
No, just Scott loves white basketball.
No, but does he only love white players? Is what I was asking.
He hasn't expressed that explicitly.
Okay,
his favorite player is Allen Iverson. So no.
Okay, like me. Awesome.
No shit. That's so funny.
Yeah.
We gotta get if he ever visits SAC or something, we gotta get the three of us in a room and just talk basketball, and you guys could just talk basketball. That would be fucking fantastic. Because
my brother, as a bit, used to have like Larry Bird socks, and then he have a Stockton and Malone sock, and he would just wear the Stockton and Bird sock.
Yeah.
And call him my favorite players.
I love it.
So I was wondering if Scott was doing that.
So yeah, I knew that Fox went to the Spurs, yeah.
Yeah. Which I mentioned because at work, you know, for the families, there was like King's Night. And King's Night was literally yesterday. So they bought the tickets and then Darren Fox is out of there.
Yeah. I saw people saying like, can I get a refund on my Light the Beam shoes? Because he put out some shoe this year or something.
Yeah.
I guess that was like Light the Beam edition.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, and me and Kate have talked about it, like Light the Beam is cool to me. But I think when the Fox Sabonis era, now Fox is gone, we should maybe move on from that for now.
Makes too much money. The beam is here forever. Yeah.
I know the beam is here forever, but I just feel like it'd be cool to be like part of these actual cool, fun young Kings. The Light the Beam shit was part of that era. Did he fucked up a jump?
These cats love
dumbass.
Love getting in that closet. Let me close that. I don't think one of them made it in there. Sometimes one of them makes it in and then I accidentally lock them in. They know how to get out, though. Oh, yeah, they're there. I'll put them in the fridge sometimes. Sometimes they jump in the fridge, and I just close it. And I left him in there because I was like, if this ever happens and I don't notice, I need you to be able to escape. And sure enough, he figured it out. He could push the door open. So,
oh, good.
I was like, all right. I don't have to worry about it. Because I think Harry likes getting in there because it's quiet. Sure. It's like his chamber of like solitude.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
It's like... 4-year-old boy in the '80s going out to the woods for a cave just to have his thoughts.
Yes, it's his goon cave. But yeah, no, I've been paying attention to some King stuff lately. I've been trying to get more involved in my community in general, and like following local sports teams is a good way of being able to yap with whoever about whatever, you know.
What's nice is there's so many Eagles fans that just exist throughout the nation that every day I pretty much have seen someone look at me and go, "Go Birds." And just caught them back. Well,
you're usually repping some sort of Eagles gear, though. You got your jacket on right now.
Oh, yeah. And again, as we mentioned, I topped Dawkins beneath.
Yeah. Welcome to the ASMR portion of the Chaotic Pussy broadcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
this is probably coming out after the Super Bowl, unless we record next week, because I already put one up yesterday. Well, I don't know. Do you care about the fucking gay ass hilarious things I put in, or do you do that your own, or just like,
I really enjoy that stuff.
Okay,
but if it's not there, I don't think our podcast really misses anything.
That came out wrong. I'm just saying, you'd be surprised on when you go back in the YouTube most viewed.
I love the inserts and I'm saying that because I don't want to do that.
Because I'm lazy.
Tedious. Yeah, not because I don't have the creative.
Sure.
Not because I don't think that they are a creative.
This is all outlet. Part of the absurd theater of the mind.
Yes, absolutely. So maybe I do that because sometimes I hear those and I'm like, oh, that's what Cameron was reminded of in that moment.
Yeah.
Which is fun. It's an insight. Again, it's a look into your brain. So maybe I do that this time for me, and then you get to see where I'm coming from when I'm talking about certain things and what cultural references I have that are outdated, and you're like, what the fuck did he just reference? Some YouTube video from 2004?
Yeah.
We're MC Raiders.
Yep,
there we go. Ain't got no lives.
Until next time, see you enjoy.
So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody.
let's take it back to the first party. When you tried your first mileage, it came out of your body. It came out of your body. Running naked down the lobby. And you were screaming that you love me. Before the limelight tore you up. Before the limelight stole you up. Remember we were so young. When I would hold you.
Something strange happened.